I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Going into any baseball season, like the one that starts in earnest today, fans wonder how their team will do. But this year, fans are wondering about specific players who have been caught up in rumors of steroid use. Day to Day's Mike Pesca is wondering about the mindset of the baseball fan. Mike, specifically, what is it you're looking at?
Well, performance-enhancing drugs are the big story in baseball right now, especially since players like Barry Bonds of the Giants and Jason Giambi of the Yankees were both named in documents linking them to this nutrition lab that's under investigation. So I was wondering, just how convinced are fans that some of their heroes have been using steroids or similar substances? So to find out, I used rotisserie baseball as my weather vane, or what an economist might call a leading indicator.
And explain how it is that you can get that details from something called rotisserie baseball. What is it?
Rotisserie baseball offers fans the chance to pretend that they're baseball executives. You draft a team of real players, and their statistics for the year become your statistics. So you'd look up the box scores every day, and if the 20 players on your team have more total home runs, say, than the 20 players on my team, you'll beat me in that category called home runs. So what it really is a chance to match baseball wits and insight against your friends, and of course there's money involved.
And how does rotisserie baseball act, as you said, as a leading indicator?
Well, this was my theory. The people who play rotisserie baseball are attuned to the stats. They pay attention during the offseason. So if Barry Bonds, a player with great statistics, falls in many rotisserie drafts, we just might have a clue that the smart, tuned-in fan is convinced that he's been using steroids. Steroids were on the mind of Vaughn Williams, who's in a Washington, D.C.-based rotisserie league.
It's almost like looking at it as an investment and a risk, and whether or not I'm willing to take the risk, either they've already stopped or they're going to stop using steroids, which means their performance isn't going to match what they've done before, or even that perhaps the league's going to get a little bit smarter and actually be able to institute a mandatory drug testing policy before the end of the season, in which case some of these guys might actually get caught.
The other owners in his league are looking at, for example, Jason Giambi. This year, Giambi is 20 pounds lighter than last year, and he says it's because he cut out fast food. But Vaughn says the other owners in his league weren't buying that reason.
Some of them are actually coming with slimmer lists, as they're calling them. They've been on the lookout for players who showed up to spring training a little bit slimmer than perhaps they ended the season last year. And those guys are probably not going to be fetching the top dollar, or at least the dollar that they got last year.
And this is because steroids cause you to put on weight. So if these guys are dropping weight, they must have been on steroids, which helped their performance. Now they're off. This is interesting, but there must be millions of people who play rotisserie baseball. Do you think that Vaughn's concerns are typical of them?
Actually, I have some empirical evidence that suggests that Vaughn's concerns aren't typical. Instead of just looking at Vaughn's league, where they have these slimmer lists, there's a way to look at thousands of leagues at once. The Sporting News runs online rotisserie leagues. They have 500,000 players. I spoke to Eric Barmack, the general manager of fantasy games and e-commerce for the Sporting News. Here's what Barmack says about the thousands of leagues and what they're saying about Barry Bonds.
His average draft position is actually 8th, which tells us that fans are not that tweaked out about steroid usage right now.
And what about Giambi? Are they tweaked out about over his slenderness?
Not really. Barmack says that Giambi's being drafted right where the experts say he should be drafted. The slimmer lists never materialized, and so while sports pages may blare bad news, the people investing their money and time and reputations among their friends are saying steroids, schmeroids, these guys are still Bonds and Giambi.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.